Tuscola Mountaineer Radio Network, NWPTL, presents Mountaineer Spring Sports. Here's your broadcast team, Ryan Castle and Kenny Mull.
Live here in Edneyville, North Carolina, where we're finally back from this hiatus we've been taking from some spring sports due to the weather. But we're back here in Edneyville for another softball matchup for your folks. It'll be our second one now here on the Tuscola Sports Radio app between the Knights of North Henderson. Should be a nice fun one this evening. Hopefully, weather's a little bit better than it was last time.
Great to be back on the air with you, Ryan.
Is it not, Kenny? Is it not? I mean, it's been way too long. Our last game was on March the 1st whenever we played North Buncombe. These girls have had one game since then. They actually did manage to get one more game in before all the craziness hit with the snow mixed with freezing weather and high winds and whatnot. But we're back here today. It should be decent weather, mid-50s throughout most of the day. The wind's not too bad. It is blowing out a little bit, but it's been a lot worse as it was on that North Buncombe game. But
I was going to ask you a question. How long did take you to thaw out from that last ball?
Kenny, I heard you say it beforehand. I'm going to steal your line a little bit. I think I still am. Because with all the weather we've had, a lot of our games have been canceled earlier on this week and in the last couple weeks as well due to inclement weather. We've had that snow and just freezing weather, like quite literally freezing weather. So it's held us from being able to broadcast and them from being able to play. But you know what? We are back and in action tonight for this girls' game against the Knights of North Henderson. And if all goes well, hopefully no more games will get canceled. But we will have a few makeup games coming up in the next coming weeks. All I can say is make sure you tune in to WPTLradio.net. Folks over there at WPTL Radio, you can tune in on there, and we'll try our best to get up to date on everything that's been changed around with that.
You know, Ryan, we haven't had any it's hard early in the season because you haven't seen the teams play and you don't really know a lot about them yet. And like you said, we've not even done a baseball game yet. Our second softball game, and because of the weather, we're still waiting for one of our baseball games.
Yeah, we haven't even done one of those yet. I know we're still looking for it. I know I'm anxious to do one of those first baseball games as well.
I just want to tell you, though, that I've had some people talk about our first broadcast that it's complimenting you, saying you do a great job on the play-by-play.
Well, Kenny.
And I have to agree with them. Hey, I think you do an excellent job that. It's sort of hard in basketball or football, but in baseball and softball, you've got time in between pitches, and you have to keep it moving. You do a great job on that. And not to give you a big head or anything, these headsets will only go out so far. So, but you do a great job with it.
Well, Kenny, it was your first time ever on March the 1st, and you did a pretty great job yourself, you know what? And you're only going to get better as you go.
So got to learn.
Please don't take my spot before too long. I'll tell you that much. Let me give you some quick stats. We started our broadcast a little bit early because they're getting this game underway way early than we thought they were going to. It was supposed to start at 4:30. They're getting pretty close to starting this one. So let me just actually jump straight into the lineups. Coming up first for us is going to be Heather Carver. I mean, she's already stepping into the plates, folks. So we're just pretty much going to jump right into the game. We'll get you the lineup as it comes on. I'll tell you, leading off this coming inning is number 7, Heather Carver. We also have Gabby Wyatt and Allison Plafkin that will be coming up this inning as well. And pitching for the other team, we have number 11, Tegan Bullock, out there for these Knights of North Henderson. And as mentioned, we're about to get underway. Heather's into the box. Umpire gives a signal. We're good to go. First pitch on its way. Low, taking ball 1-2, Carver.
In the two games they've played, she's hitting the ball really well. I think in the second game, I think she had a home run.
She did. I have that in my stat sheet. I have a big stat sheet full of things. We'll get to that as it comes along. Heather rips one down the line. It's going to be just foul. Just foul of the third base bag right there. Moves the count to 1-1 now. Let's see if I can flip the sheet back quick enough. Heather Carver last game had a couple singles in that one. So she went 2-for-4 in the last broadcasted game. And as mentioned, she did have that home run. This one, little inside and low. Ball 2. Moves the count to 2-1 now. Heather Carver so far doesn't have a single walk on the season. And she takes that one. I believe for strike it is. So it's 2-2 now to count to Miss Carver up there. Walks in. Pitch from Bullock on its way. ripped to the shortstop. It's going to get through for a base hit. That's the way to lead off a game right there. Carver, she's going to try to stretch it. She slides into second. She's under the tag. That's got to be a single, but what a fantastic run from Carver. She manages to get to second base just on the little bit of a miscue out there from the left fielder. So we will definitely take that one, and that'll put Carver on second base to lead off the game with a little bit of a single. And now, coming into the plate, Gabby Wyatt, batting left-handed, goes for a little slap hit. This one comes up near us, hits off the back netting back here, so moves the count to 0-1.
Bullock, the pitcher for North Anderson, she throws the ball pretty well.
This is what you never see in baseball. The second baseman is the one that's in far right now for this North Anderson team to field against this slap hit. Here's the second pitch. This one low. Carver's on her way to third. She's going to get there. And that'll put her at third base now after the bit of a low throw was mishandled back there. So now we have a 1-1 count. Carver on third. And Wyatt with an opportunity already to put an RBI on the board. And this is what I thought. I remember her batting right-handed last game.
Right.
She's now on the right side of the plate.
Yeah, she's switching.
Yeah, I think she might try to just hit the ball now instead of try these little slap hits. 1-1 pitch on its way. Taken high, ball two.
You see that a lot anymore in high school. Girls softball, they teach them to bat left-handed for the slap hit.
Yeah. They'll get down the line a little quicker because they're basically by the time they hit the ball, they're already a quarter of the way there, it seems like. This pitch, little inside, taken ball three. So now we have a 3-1 count to Gabby Wyatt. Bullock working from behind in this one. And Wyatt, she can just sit on a pitch right here. She's got a hitter's count. Here comes it. Oh, she rips it down the third baseline. Just foul. From our angle, it's a little bit hard to tell if it's fair or foul.
That was close.
There's two already that were just so close to being fair. They might have to sit back a little bit. Of course, the last game that we broadcasted against North Buncombe, that pitcher over there, Griffin, I believe was her name, she had some pretty decent speed.
Yeah, she pitched a great ball game also. Mm-hmm. Keelson pitched great for Tuscola.
3-2 pitch on its way. Ripped to third. She makes the play. However, she can't handle it all the way. I'm going to have to give her a single on that one. That was a rip right down the line.
Yeah, that was a hard hit ball. Mm-hmm. Hard to handle right on top of the bag, too. So she made a good play on it, just couldn't get it up and get the throw there.
And with that single down that line from Gabby, that will score Heather Carver from first. Gives us an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. And no outs still remaining for these Mountaineers. And Plafkin up to the plate. Wind's blowing out to right field today. Let's see what she can do. Pitch is high. Ball one. Yeah, what wind is out here, it's kind of blowing across the field out towards right, kind of out in all directions. So really any hit will carry today. In this field, it says 200, but it just seems shorter than that.
We looked at that. We thought it was short.
And this one taken, ball two outside, and it goes back to the backstop. That'll send Gabby Wyatt down there to second base. And move the count to 2-0 now.
Plafkin is a left-handed power hitter. Mm-hmm. This is her ballpark right here.
Here's a hitter's count for her, too, at 2-0. Here it comes. Oh, she rips this one to the second baseman right through the wickets right there. And it's going to go off the center fielder's glove and to the fence. That's going to be a two-base error, and that will score Gabby Wyatt from second base as well. So now Plafkin gets the second base after she reaches on an E4 right there. And then I guess it's an E8 as well to get to second base after the E4. So a couple errors gets Plafkin to second. And it will bring up Melody Hanna, who she's been playing pretty decent this season outside of whenever she could play. And this one is ripped. It's high. It's deep. The center doesn't have the distance. It's over
gone.
The fence. Home run. I didn't even get a chance to mention anything about Melody Hanna before she just rips a shot out there to center. And that's exactly what I was talking about. The ball will carry today. And there it was. It carried.
Exactly.
It was high on the head. It was high. And typically that wouldn't have carried out because that went over the fence by about 2 feet. But with all this wind blowing out, it blew it over the fence just enough. And that gives us an early 4-0 lead after Melody Hanna just rips a homer here in the top half of the first inning. And trying to look up some quick stats. That'll be Melody Hanna's, I believe, first home run of the season. No, excuse me. Yes, that was her first home run. So good job from her. Count is 1-0 now to Miss Buchanan, who is up at the plate. This one is ripped down the left field line. Is it going to be fair? No. Tails just off foul. 1-1 is the score. Or excuse me, 1-1 is the count. 4-0 is the score right now for Tuscola, who are just having a great game so far.
Tuscola girls that's one thing. The one broadcast we got to do, and then tonight too. They're not hesitant swinging the bats. They come up. They're coming up swinging.
That they are. Here's the pitch. This one ripped. That one in between the gap between short and third. So quickly to start off this game, the first five batters for Tuscola have reached base. We have a 4-0 lead. Not a single out recorded yet. And now it's going to be Sarah Arrington coming to the plate. So far this season, Miss Arrington is our second leading batter. She's batting .571 on the season. She's ripping the ball right now. This one, taken low, ball one. 4-0 is that score here in the top half of the first. Mountaineers still up to the plate. Haven't even gotten an out yet. This one, quick pitch from number 11, Bullock, right there. And she catches Arrington sleeping a little bit, catches her off guard. 1-1 is the count now. There we go. Arrington's asking for time, making sure she gets it this time. She's ready. This one, low, gets to the backstop again. So that will send Buchanan up to second base after another pass ball goes by. And now we have Arrington at the plate with a 2-1 count. Buchanan in scoring position there on second base. Here comes the pitch from Bullock. Oh, hits it off the end of the bat. It might work. She's going to first. It's a low throw. Great dig over there by the first baseman. That's a number 12 Honeycutt. Made a fantastic play to record the first out. Arrington making that first out. However, Buchanan does manage to get her way over to third.
It's a great play, but good as a bunt.
It was.
Move the runner.
Works as a sacrifice, even though it doesn't count as a sacrifice, sadly. So now, number 14, Madison Brooks, into the plate. She takes low, ball one for the first pitch. Buchanan over there at third for these Mountaineers. 4-0 lead early on here in the top half of the first. One out. This one taking high, ball two. As mentioned, you might be able to hear it through our headsets. That wind is it's kind of whipping out towards right field today. This one, low, ball three. It actually hits off of the umpire. He turns around. I think he might have taken it off the hand right there. However, we're going to take the score. Buchanan is going to score after that pass ball goes by. And is that a 3-0 count now? I think it is.
Yeah, you're right.
3-0. So now, Brooks, 3-0. This one, strike one. Now Brooks is ready. She's sitting on this one. Oh, no. It was called ball four. Excuse me. I was a little bit confused. Called ball four, so we'll take that walk.
He didn't make the call right away. And
it'll send Brooks down to first and bring in Jordan Kielsen, who is our pitcher this evening. Pitcher v. pitcher right now. Pitch is low. This one handled by the catcher, but it will be ball one. It's kind of nice this year. Typically, a lot of softball teams only have one pitcher. This year we kind of have two really good ones in Hannah and Kielsen. So Kielsen transfer over from Pisgah coming into this season. So Mountaineers gladly taking control of that one. Here's the second pitch. This one is ripped to center. Does it have enough? It might. It's at the fence. Oh, it's dropped there by the center fielder. And that'll send, she's going to try to stretch it. Kielsen gets the first after that ball is dropped out there in center. And that is Madison Brooks, who advances from first to third. So she gets two bases on the air from the center fielder right there.
She was so close to that fence, the center fielder. I think it was on her mind.
Yep.
Because she
did.
Just,
on the home run from Melody Hanna, she ran into the fence. So I think she might have been thinking about that right there. Either way, Kielsen had a pretty good rip on that one. And now it'll bring Faith Robinson up. She rips this one down the right field line. Will it stay fair?
Yeah.
It's foul. Oh, my goodness, that was foul. We're right here down the right field line. We can see that one pretty good, and it was foul by about one softball's length out there.
That was close.
It was certainly close. That would have been a two-base double. Probably would have scored both runners on. That was a great rip. Faith just needs to speed it up just a little bit out there. She's on top of it, though. Second pitch on its way. This one taken outside. Ball one. We now have a 1-1 count. And we've almost batted around here. Second or third pitch of the at-bat. This one ripped to the second baseman. She drops it. Goes for the tag. Doesn't get it. Does throw out the runner there at second. So that'll get Kielsen out at second. Madison Brooks is going to score, though. That gets the score up to 6-0 now in favor of these Mountaineers here in the top half of the first. And now we've batted around. Heather Carver, who had a single already in this inning, she's back up to the plate. So Carver, she's stepping in, back into it. This one taken low, ball one. Faith Robinson over there on first. It is a 6-0 lead right now here in the top half of the first inning. We have two outs. These Mountaineers not ready to give up. I'm sure they want to add as many as they can here in this top half. So Carver stepping in.
Look for the runner to go. This is a running situation.
And she is going to go after another ball is going to work its way to the backstop. That'll put Faith now in scoring position. Carver at the plate working with a, I believe, a 2-0 count now. Yeah. We're having to use a already move over to the second inning to start marking the first inning on our sheets. This one, really high, ball three. It's going to have to work that one down. If I was the coach, I would give Carver the go ahead, the green light right here.
You know, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
She's going to probably put this one right down the middle. Give Carver that green light. She's got the skill. She fakes that bunt. She should have been ready for it. That was right down the middle. She was trying to draw the walk. Instead, it's a strike. It's a 3-1 the count now. This one on its way. Ripped high. It should be caught out there in center.
That's in the gap. No.
She made a back step, and then she corrected. Does convert the final out, and that'll be it here. We get three outs finally, but not before these Mountaineers put up a big six spot to start off the top half of this first inning. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. We missed that first one, so we're going to try to work that first one in. You're listening to Mountaineer Softball here on the Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back here to Edneyville, North Carolina, where these Mountaineers here in the top half of the first inning have put up a six spot. And we're not even out of this first inning yet. They put up a big six spot. And we also had Melody Hanna rip a homer there in that first inning, too, that just got up there in the stratosphere and just worked its way out over that fence. As mentioned, the wind's kind of blowing out, and she made use of it right there and got a big homer to fly in and give these Mountaineers a 6-0 lead right now. I will say Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and all your gardening needs. Tim, to clean out the old and sow the new, has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative here with Tuscola Sports Radio.
Let's see if Kielsen's on her game today. Oh, she looks like she's got the...
She is whipping it in there,
she's
folks. You can probably hear that snap right here in the headset. She's bringing quite a bit of speed. And as mentioned, I mean, it's so nice having two players for these Mountaineers to work with. They have Miss Hanna and Miss Kielsen that both just have rockets for arms, it seems like. And these Mountaineers definitely have some pretty good things working for them. Once they can get their fielding, that's what we noticed last time in the North Buncombe game. That was the thing that was kind of a detriment to us. So if our fielding can get under wraps by the middle of this season and towards the end, especially for conference play right here, we'll be a pretty good team to contend with this season, that's for sure. So now we're about to get the bottom half of the first inning underway. Bullock, leadoff hitter. She's the pitcher for the other team. We also have Whitaker and Wesley coming up this inning as well. And Kielsen being told she had a wristband on her arm. She's being told she had to take that off really quick. One of those things, I guess it's distracting for a player. I've never really understood that. It was even the same color. But either way, we're on our way. This one popped up. Ooh. Nearly a great play made back there by our catcher, Miss Carver. Tried a diving catch after Plafkin went for a little bit of a bunt play, a little running bunt. Did not work its way out, though. 0-1 is the count to Miss Bullock. Kielsen gets the call. Checks her arm. She's got a sheet on there to tell her what pitch it is. Here it comes. This one tried to hit it down the third base line. Miss Bullock did. A little late on it, though. Moves it to 0-2, so Kielsen working way ahead in the count now. She's pitched one game so far this year, and that was the North Buncombe, the one we called. She had 12 strikeouts in that one, so she pitched a really great game. Trying to get back on it here. She does get the call.
Well, look here, swings the bat well because Skilson's throwing hard.
Here it is. This one ripped to the second baseman. Should have a play. She gets it, throws it to first. Oh, that's dropped. That's an E3 over there for sure. That was just dropped right out of the hands, and that'll put Bullock on by an error. But however, they get their first runner on to the onto the bags, first bat. Still 6-0 in favor of the Mountaineers here in the bottom half of the first inning now. And now we have number 88, Whitaker, coming up to the plate. It is Skylar Whitaker's her name. Kielsen gets the call. Coming to the plate. This one bunted. That should be called some sort of a... It hit the bat twice. I don't know if he saw it. I'm not sure if he saw that.
I don't believe he did, Ryan.
It did hit the bat twice, which I think is supposed to be a foul ball. I think he did call it. No, she's just coming back to be out. Okay, it was a great play made by Miss Carver. She throws it to first.
The catcher, yes.
Gets it out. So now we have one out here in the bottom half of the first. We do have Bullock, who went over to second base after the sacrifice bunt came in from Whitaker. And now Wesley up to the plate. This is Michaela Wesley. Kielsen just blows it by her right there. Wesley was late on that one. So now, Wesley stepping up to the plate. Kielsen, here's the pitch. This one hit to first. She should have the play. Makes it. She's going to step on first for the second out. That'll be a 3-U right there. And that'll send Bullock now to third.
You know, I think that first runner there, I think Mello just come off the bag, thought she had the ball and come off too quick, and then just dropped that ball. That's unusual for her.
So now we'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Miss Honeycutt. It's, I believe, Carly Honeycutt's her name. She's up to the plate. Big girl in there. About a whole head taller than most of the other ones out there. Kielsen's first pitch to her might have been a strike on someone else, but this one's low to Miss Honeycutt. Bullock's over there on third. We have two outs here in the bottom half of the first. 1-0 pitch. This one taken right down the middle. Strike one. It's now 1-1. Six nothing is that lead for these Mountaineers here in the top half of the first. Knights up to the plate. It's Honeycutt going up against Kielsen. 1-1 pitch on its way. Taken inside. Strike two. Caught just the inner edge of the plate. Seems to be a little bit wider of a strike zone than we had in our first broadcast of the game. Now the 1-2 pitch to Honeycutt. This one.
Rise ball.
Yep. Was a riser. Started in the zone. Nearly got Honeycutt to bite. However, good hold off from her.
Works good pitch to throw at that time. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the high pitch you throw in baseball. 2-2 pitch. Just caught enough of it to keep her alive. Honeycutt did. Remains at 2-2 as she fouled that one straight back. It is 6-0 now. Still in favor of these Mountaineers. It's the bottom half of the first. These Knights are threatening, though. They got a runner on third with two outs. Honeycutt up to the plate, the cleanup hitter. She steps in. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, missed. Strike three, batter out. And that'll do it for the first inning here in Edneyville, North Carolina. Your Mountaineers have a 6-0 lead going into the second inning. We're going to take us a break. Whenever we come back, we'll get you set up for that second inning. You're listening to Mountaineer Softball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Tuscola Mountaineer Sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment to afford reliable and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola softball on Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Edneyville, North Carolina. where these Mountaineers currently have a 6-0 lead going here into the top half of the second inning over the Knights of North Henderson right now. They put up a pretty big spot right there, and a lot of it came from Melody Hanna. She had a big 2-run home run against Bullock, who was pitching. We have a new pitcher already coming into the game. It's going to be Wesley. It's Michaela Wesley jumping in there. So we'll be Wesley jumping into the plate coming up next. Batting. Pitching. Gabby Wyatt is batting for the Mountaineers. Looks like a drop ball. It's going to start off the count at 1-0 now. Just low to Miss Gabby Wyatt. So now, 1-0 pitch. Coming to Wyatt. This one thrown in. This one low as well, 2-0.
Unless I counted wrong, Kielsen only threw 12 pitches that first inning.
That sounds about right. She worked pretty well there in that first. Not a lot of balls. 2-0 pitch to Wyatt. This one hit. Little lofter over there to second base, and it's going to be caught. Nice put out over there by the second baseman. That's Hernandez over there who made that catch. So now that we have one out, and Allison Plafkin steps into the plate going up against Wesley. Wouldn't mind seeing Plafkin step into one right here. Here's the pitch. Oh, she tries for it. I might have a play just over my head. I could not make the play on that one. That'll make the count to 0-1 on Miss Plafkin. Wesley preparing for that pitch. Here it comes. Plafkin takes it inside, ball one. It's now 1-1 count. Wesley, she's a little bit slower of a worker out there than Miss Buchanan was. Or Bullock, excuse me. Here's the third pitch. This one, low. Ball two. 2-1 now the count.
Our umpire here is a little slow at showing the call.
Mm-hmm.
Have to wait. And
yeah, he doesn't make it very loud, so it's hard to see it sometimes. This one, taken outside, ball three. Plafkin, sit on this one. She's got to come to you. And you can wait for your pitch right here. You don't have the swing at it, but if she throws you that one down the middle that you like, maybe take a number out of that scoreboard over there. However, it was thrown a little bit low. Ball four, that'll put Plafkin on first after the walk comes in. We have Melody Hanna coming back up to the plate. She's already ripped one homer this game. You always look for what they do after they hit a home run. Will they come up trying to hit it again, or will they just take the smooth swing? Because she wasn't going for it that first time. It just went out.
So no, it was a good swing.
Just take a smooth swing again. Ooh.
Well, she took a cut at that.
That was definitely a big cut. It was fouled straight back, so she was on top of it, just right underneath the ball. Moves the count to 0-1. Second pitch of the at-bat. This one high. I just feel like she's going up there trying to swing for it, don't you?
She chased that one for sure.
Yeah, that was a bit of a chase. So 0-2 pitch to Miss Hanna. This one thrown. This one ripped. Where is it? It's going to get the gap right there, out there in right center. It'll put Hanna on second and move Plafkin all the way to third after that good double from Miss Melody Hanna comes in. What a rip right there. That'll make sure her slugging percentage goes up.
Yeah,
so now
she's definitely hitting the ball good.
Mm-hmm. Homer in the first, double here in the second. And we have Savannah Buchanan up here as our fourth batter of the inning. This pitch taken low, ball one.
That's why that first game, you know, we called, you take a cog out of your lineup like Melody. You don't think it makes that much difference, but it really does.
Yeah, Melody's one of our better players, and
not taking anything
definitely
away
like
from the other girls.
There.
But you know, you take a player like that out, and it hurts you.
She's a catalyst, that's for sure. So now Buchanan is up with an 0-1 count. 1-0. This one is Beautiful. Going to be a hit underneath the second baseman. It'll score two with that single. Both Plafkin and Hanna are going to score, moving the score now up to 8-0 for these Mountaineers after Buchanan rips a single there in between the second baseman and the second base bag. 8-0 is the score for these Mountaineers in the top half of the second inning. And now it's Miss Arrington up to the plate, who she grounded out to the pitcher last time. Steps in, takes it, strike one on the outside corner right there. As mentioned, Arrington's batting pretty decently so far this season. She's at a 571 average. This one, however, is going to be fouled back off the roof of the bathrooms over there. Moves the count to 0-2 now. She's got to work from behind in this one. We do have Buchanan over there on first. Had to read my writing really quick. Sometimes my chicken scratch is hard to read, Kenny.
Mine too.
8-0 for these Mountaineers. We have one out here in the top half of the second. Arrington at the plate with an 0-2 count. This one high. And Buchanan's just stealing. She's at steal all the way, and she's right. Going to make it. That is our first actual steal of the game. That'll put Buchanan at second base with a stolen base.
Rise ball on that pitch, and just a little too far up.
Every other steal we've had up to that point was a pass ball. That's our first real steal, as I'll call it. So now Buchanan is in scoring position, and we have Arrington at the plate with a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, strike three to Arrington. That'll give us our second out of the inning. Now Madison Brooks, who reached base on balls last time. She's up to the plate with a runner in scoring position. Win two outs here in the top half of the second. First pitch on its way to Brooks. Thrown. She swings way ahead of that one. She's got to slow down her bat right there. 0-1 is the count.
She pulled her head on that one.
I don't know if she could keep it in if she was so far ahead of it.
Yeah.
She needs to slow down. Here's the second pitch. This one she does handle it. Hits it over there to the third baseman. Goes off of her glove. We're going to give her a single. That was a rip over there to the third baseman. And that'll put now Buchanan over on third. Brooks reaches first on the hit to the third baseman. That caromed off of her and to the shortstop. She didn't have a play afterwards. And now it's Kielsen, who had a rip out there to center field right against the wall last time. See what she can do here in the second now. This one's going to be taken high, ball one. Runners on first and third with two outs. They're on the corners right now, folks. We've already scored two. Kielsen looking to make it more. Give her a little bit more of a lead. She does take a big cut. This one's going to be fouled straight back. 1-1 is the count now. It's the top half of the second. Mountaineers up to the plate right now. It's 8-0. We are over in Edneyville, North Carolina. And I didn't think this would be happening, folks. It was so cold early on this week, and now I think I'm getting a sunburn, Kenny.
This sun feels great right now.
Not whenever you're as fair-skinned as I am. I'll tell you that much. I'm getting my cheeks. I can feel them burning.
I think the coach was questioning whether Kielsen was out in the front of the box.
Okay.
So the umpire, he's...
went and kind of drew an imaginary line. That's one thing these players like to do. They like to get rid of those lines so they can't see it. This pitch is going to be hit on by Kielsen. It's fouled back once again. So now we have a 1-2 count.
Kielsen has a power swing, too. If she hits it solid, it's going to be a rip.
Yeah, she didn't catch it very good last time, and it still went to the fence. So I'd like to see what happens whenever she does. She is about as far forward in the plate, in the box as she can get. 1-2 pitch. This one ripped. It's high. It's shallow out there in center. She has a play and makes it. That'll be the third out. Good play from the center fielder out there. And that'll get them out with only two runs scored there in the top half of the second inning. So that'll bring Faith Robinson up in the third inning whenever we come back from that one. I will say that Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, you can call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3021. Our family serving your family. These Mountaineers right now are up 8-0. Going into the bottom half of the second inning now, that means the Knights will be coming up to the plate. We're over playing away today at North Henderson. The game got started a lot quicker than we were expecting. There was kind of no warning. They just kind of went into it, so we had to jump on about what was supposed to be about 15 minutes early, but it ended up being right on time, basically. Give you some. Go ahead, Kenny. What you got?
One thing I want to say before I forget about it is, you know, I had a couple of people tell me, Ryan, that one thing they'd like for us to do on the broadcast is a couple more times toward the end of the game before it's done is to tell when the next broadcast is going to be.
Go ahead.
I think you did. I have to look, but I think we did one time there toward at the end of the game last time, but they said a couple more so they could write it down so in case they miss it one time.
Well, when is our next broadcast, Kenny?
Well, let's look.
I believe it's a Tuesday, right?
It's Tuesday, and it will be at Pisgah.
Double header, if I'm correct.
Double header. We'll have the girls' game, then the boys' game.
Girls' game around 4 to 4:30, I believe. It says 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30 on the girls' game, and then I believe it's 6:30. Yeah, 6:30 on the boys' game.
So basically, as soon we're gonna have both those games being broadcasted for you. We're bringing you both of the Pisgah Tuscola girls and boys games that evening. So what we're gonna do is basically as soon as this girls' game is over, we're gonna wrap it up and just sprint over across the Pigeon River, kind of, and make our way to the boys' baseball field over there in Canton at Pisgah and bring you that second game that evening. But before we can get there, we have this game this evening.
Right. But we will remind everybody, you know, a couple more times.
Yeah.
So they said in case they miss it so they can write it down so they'll know when the next broadcast is going to be. I said, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. I will say, Kielsen right now, she actually only has a 1 ERA for the season. She did end up losing her first game, but that was mostly due to errors being made behind her in that first one. So she only has a 1 ERA, and that was because Griffin hit a home run against her from North Buncombe. So now, back here in the bottom half of the second inning, it's Miss Hill up to the plate. She's going to take low and away, ball one. This is Holly Hill. Second pitch to her. Strike one on the outer edge right there. This game moving along decently fast here in the bottom half of the second inning now. 8-0 lead for the Mountaineers. This one swung on. It's going to be fouled away. Good job from Carver. She was out there pretty quick. However, if that was fair, I think it would have been a hit. That was one of those swinging bunts that's just almost impossible to field against. Because whenever a player takes a full swing like that, You kind of sit back as a fielder. It's so hard to field against a swinging bunt like that.
Oh, yeah, and these left-handed batters in softball, it makes it tough.
Well, it's 60 feet from home to first, and she's probably only 58 feet away. And she's going to say, the umpire's going to say she went. So that is going to be strike three swinging, technically, for our first out of the inning to Miss Holly Hill. And now it's going to be Aaliyah Mendoza up to the plate. One out here in the bottom half of the second inning. Mountaineers up 8-0. Knights up to the plate. Mendoza swings, rips it there at the Mountaineers dugout. It's going to hit off the wall over there. Move the count to 0-1. He's a Knight. They need to get those bats moving just a little bit quicker. Second pitch is going to be nearly hitting Miss Mendoza. Instead, it's taken ball one, so now it is a 1-1 count. Of course, 8-0 lead for these Mountaineers right now in the bottom half of the second. Mendoza's third pitch to her. Swung on just a little late again. She does get just enough of the ball, fouls it off. It's a 1-2 count now.
So the rise ball pitches will make them chase it pitch, but if they don't chase it, it's high, it's going to be a ball.
See if she tries to go for that rise ball right here with a 1-2 count to Mendoza. Here it is. Looks like it's just going to be thrown right down the middle. Strike three. She might have thought it was supposed to be a rise ball. Instead, it was just a straight fastball. Caught her off guard. So that's three straight strikeouts for Kielsen and gives us our second out of the inning. And now it will be Hernandez coming up to the plate. Let's see if I can. Maylee Hernandez. This pitch, inside and high, ball one.
That looked like a rise ball there on the first pitch.
Second pitch of the at-bat, taken right down the middle, strike
that
one.
That was down the middle.
We have a 1-1 count now being worked to Hernandez. She's the second baseman out there for the Knights, wearing number 22 this evening. 1-1, taken low, ball two. I always have to look at the umpire to see what he's going to call. It's, sometimes on these close ones, I have to look at what he does. It's 2-1 now. Here it is. This one, inside strike. 2-2 now the count. So Kielsen looking to strike out the side here. She can get another one in the books. Here it is. Fastball. Strike three inside corner. And that'll do it. She has four straight strikeouts. And that'll strike out the side here in the bottom half of the second. So she's having another just a dandy of a game. And coming up here in the third inning now for the Mountaineers will be Miss Faith Robinson. And the Mountaineers have an 8-0 lead right now. We're going to take us another break. Whenever we come back, we'll get you set up for that third inning. You're listening to Mountaineer Softball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great grandpa Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 214,000 here in North Carolina. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola softball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Edneyville, North Carolina now, where these Mountaineers are up 8-0 here going into the top half of the third inning. Of course, I'm always joined with my broadcast partner, Kenny Mole. Ryan Castle here. Not sure if we were able to get those introductions out before the game started. They jumped into it really quick. I think they were trying to get it underway because after us is the JV game. They don't have lights. Right. They don't have lights out here, so they're trying to get these games going quick this evening. Faith Robinson's up to the plate. She's going to swing on it, rip it down there. Shortstop makes the play, throws it to first. It's in time as well. Great play from the shortstop, throwing out Faith Robinson, running down there. It was a good hit. However, she's out. So now, here in the third inning, they get it started the right way, the Knights do at least, with one out. However, Carver back up to the top half of the lineup. And she is, so far this game, had a single and I believe
flew out. Field.
Yeah, thank you. Forgot to write it down exactly what happened, so thank you. First one is taking ball one to her, though. This wind, it's gusting out there towards center and right field right now. Second pitch to Carver. It's ripped down the line. It should be fair. It is. That should be a double down there in the corner. Carver will get to second base quite easily. Looks to stretch it. She is really tempting that shortstop to try to make a throw.
That was a rip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a line shot.
That was about as line as a line shot can get.
That was
if she got under that at all, I don't know. I think that one might have hit their activity bus there in the parking lot.
She's swinging the bat exceptionally well, boy, I'll tell you.
Gabby White is going to step in now. She had a single of the first inning, and she lined out to the second baseman there in the second inning. I'm a little bit confused because we batted all the way around there in the first inning, so it's just slightly confusing. And Carver, man, she is not afraid to test things. She went halfway before going back there to second. She's maybe trying to entice a little bit of a throw. It was low, ball one to Wyatt.
She's fast. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see her go with 8-0 lead here.
It is 8-0. Wyatt swings. This one fouled back, out of play. It's going to work its way just behind the bleachers there. Some of the North Henderson JV girls make sure they get out of the way of that one. It is called a softball, but they're not very soft, so don't blame them. Wyatt, she's making sure her swing is correct. We have Carver there on second after she ripped a double down the line there and left. And Wyatt, she's about as far up in the box as she can get. 1-1 count to her. This one swung on, popped up in the infield. Should be a play, and it is going to be made by the second baseman there. So that gets us our second out as Gabby Wyatt pops out to the second baseman. So
that was a good change up.
Mm-hmm.
Got her out in front of it and popped it up in the infield.
That's the one thing. These girls need to slow down a little bit. They need to realize they're facing just a little bit of a slower pitcher. They need to back off just a little bit. Let's see if Plafkin can do that right here. She steps in, two outs, Carver on second. Plafkin rips it. It's going to make its way over the second baseman in between second and right field, and that'll score Carver there from second. So a good single from Plafkin gets her an RBI and scores Carver. So now Hannah coming up to the plate, who, if you remember her in the first inning, ripped a homer to center field, and then she ripped one to the gap out there in right center for a double there in the second. Now she's back in the third looking to add some more. This one, taken high, ball one.
You're absolutely right. A slower pitcher like you and I talked coming over here, it can mess you up. She's throwing that changeup, and they'll be out in front of it.
Second pitch to Hannah. This one, low, ball two. So now it's a 2-0 count. Hitter's count right here, if I've ever seen one. Let's see what Hannah can do with it. Plafkin's over there on first. 9-0 lead for these Mountaineers. This one's going to be taken on the outside corner, strike one. Would have been a hard pitch to handle, so good job from Hannah holding off on that one. 2-1 pitch coming in. Plafkin on first, 9-0 lead. This one low all the way, goes off the umpire's foot. That'll send Plafkin to second now. And Hannah is working with a 3-1 count. It's 9-0 for these Mountaineers here in the top of the third. Two outs. Hannah's pitch is taken outside, ball four. So that'll send her to first. She's reached all three times this evening that she's been up to the plate. Now we have Miss Buchanan up to the plate. I believe she reached on an error the first inning. Or did she get a single?
No, two for two. Two singles.
Two singles, that's right. And this one is going to be taken low, ball one. She has a couple singles, also a stolen base out there. 1-0 pitch to Buchanan. This one ripped. What a shot. That's going to make its way into the gap. Hannah, she's going to work her way to third. Plafkin scoring from second. Careful over there, Buchanan. She's got to get back to first. Very sloppy dive, but she's there. It'll score Plafkin from second. So they get one more in. Melody Hannah is at third after that single from Savannah Buchanan comes in. She is 3-for-3 on the evening now. And now it'll be Sarah Arrington coming up to the plate. She's been struggling, actually, tonight. She's grounded out to the pitcher and struck out. She's looking to get into the hitting column now. This pitch taken high, ball one.
How many times do you see girls softball hit for the cycle? Melody comes up again.
Well,
she needs a triple.
Well, she got on by a walk that time instead of a hit. This one ripped down the line, though.
Oh, that's right. Yep. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
That was Savannah that ripped that one. That's right.
Yes.
I'm
behind. I understand. Behind. We have so much on our sheet right now. It's hard to keep up with all of it. I've been messed up all night with this because just after the first inning, we had 10 batters there in that first inning, so we had to work our way around twice. So now where it says third inning, where it says fourth inning, we're actually in the third inning. And Arrington up to the plate. She's going to pop this one up to the second baseman. Should have a play on it, and she does. So Miss Arrington, she's been struggling a little bit this evening and kind of continues for her. That's the third out after she flies out, but not before the Mountaineers put up another two big ones, bringing the score now to 10-0 here going into the bottom half of the third inning. Do want to remind everyone that, oh my goodness, the sheets right now are being blown just to smithereens due to all the wind that's coming in. Let's see. I got to look at what I have on docket for us again. If you've missed any of the Mountaineers basketball or spring sports action so far, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. All you have to do is simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab over there, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016-17 basketball season with myself and Charles Allison over there. And it's up to date with baseball and softball as well. Well, we've only had one softball game, but however, that one is on there. Kenny Mole and myself with the North Buncombe game that happened on March the 1st, and it's Tuscola Pensacola On Demand. Just head on over there and check it out. It is now in the bottom half of the third inning. I find it kind of interesting that these players, they're forced to wear the mask out there whenever they pitch, for girls softball, that is. However, whenever they warm up, they never wear that mask. You'd think it was almost like one of those things you practice like you play.
Right.
You'd almost think you're used to it, but I guess it would be an annoyance to have to wear, I'd imagine. But it is a very safe thing because the mound is, what, 40, 45 feet away from – I think it's 45.
Little league distance.
So 46.
With grown girls.
And so 46 feet, I believe, is what Little League was. Now, up here in the third inning is Green. She's going to take that one on the inside edge, strike one.
I believe you're right, though. I believe it is 45, though, on the girls.
It might be. Had to look that one up. I'm not acquainted exactly with how far it is. This one swung on, fouled, strike two. Kind of off the knuckles right there.
I've always said, you know, it is dangerous when you think about these grown girls playing at Little League distance and throwing the ball probably in an equivalent, you know, 85-mile-an-hour fastball for baseball.
0-2 pitch. Good job by Green laying off this one. That's Devin Green up there. Works it to 1-2 now. There's a little rise ball work from Kielsen.
That was a good pitch.
It was. Very good.
Make her go after it, but she didn't.
Very good 0-2 pitch. 1-2 now on the way. This one swung on, strike three. That's five strikeouts in a row. Now, going back all the way to the last out of the first inning, she struck out the side in the second, gets the first one here in the third inning as well to Devin Green. And now, it'll be Nicholson up to the plate. It's a Cameron Nicholson, number 13 out there. She's going to take that one down the middle, strike one.
Kielsen is in the groove, I think.
10-0 lead for these Mountaineers as well here in the bottom half of the third. Nicholson standing in there. Kielsen on the way with the 0-1 pitch taken. Strike two inside corner. I mean, you can just go back and look at all of our markings. Even whenever she didn't have that, the first three batters that had hits, it was all strikes to them basically too. It's 0-2 now to Nicholson. This one. Strike three. No, ball one. Sorry, I thought she was walking away since she heard it. As mentioned,
it was close.
This umpire, he's a little low with his volume, so sometimes it's hard to hear. This one not go around. Good hold off from Nicholson to hold off on that one. 2-2 is the count now. 10-0 the lead for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the third. These Knights still looking for their first hit. This one on its way. Swung on, ripped. There it is. Nicholson just rips it right there in between first and second baseman.
No sooner got the words out of your mouth.
Yeah, I know, right? She rips the single.
Ninth batter
coming through and does rip it. I mean, that was just on a line there in between the first and second baseman. Had no chance. Hey, I guess you call them base women in softball instead of base men?
Well, to be politically correct, I guess you're right.
So now we're back up to the top of the lineup. It's Bullock up there. She's going to try a little bunt. This one actually was fouled over the net. One of those slap hit bunts. Instead, it makes the count 0-1. So Nicholson over there on first after she gets the single. The streak ended at five strikeouts in a row for Kielsen. See if she can get a new one started right here against Bullock, though. Second pitch coming on its way. Bullet does a slap hit. What a hit, too. Just works it right past the third baseman right there. I think you have to give a hit on that one. It got on her so fast.
That was a screamer.
Mm-hmm. So that'll put Bullock at first, Nicholson at second. And now these Knights are threatening a little bit. Whitaker's at the plate. She's the second batter. She reached base on a fielder's choice last time, I believe. First one taken, ball one. Ten nothing the lead for these Mountaineers in the bottom half of the third. 1-0 pitch on its way to Whitaker is taken high, ball two.
It's like you and I were saying, Ryan, you know, first time through the batting order, second time they've seen you, and now they've put some people on base.
That's usually the one downside of softball. Most of the time they use one pitcher throughout the entire game. So usually by the end of the game they start realizing what's going on out there. Got to change up the pitches. Whitaker, let's see if she can sit on this one. It's going to be taken high, ball three. This is about the first time all evening we've seen Kielsen this far behind.
True.
I think as far as she's been behind is 1-0. It's now 3-0 to Whitaker. Kielsen's got to come at her, and she does. Throws it right down the middle right there. 3-1. About said 1-3. That would have been very wrong. 10-0 right now for the Mountaineers here in the bottom of the third. 3-1 pitch. Swung on. Fouled off. Strike two.
That's the way to do. Bring it to her and make her make him hit it.
She's worked it to full.
I love to watch Kielsen. Watch when she pitches her face. She's like, I'm going to throw it by you. Or that's it.
You can hear her grunt a couple times, too. That's one of those things.
She's got her game face on out there for sure.
This one taken ball four, though, high. So now bases are loaded. We got ducks on the pond out there. A pretty big hitter in Wesley coming up to the plate. Now Carver going out there to check on Kielsen, making sure she just settles down. We do have one out here. She got the first batter of the inning, Miss Green, out on a strikeout. Kielsen, honestly, she could use a pretty big strikeout right here or some type of play that we can make at the plate. We want to hold these Knights without a run right now. However, Wesley's looking to change that up. She's stepping into the plate. The base is juiced. 10-0 the lead for the Mountaineers, though, here in the bottom of the third. Pitch on its way to Wesley. This one's taken strike one. Right down the middle, right there. 0-1.
Slight 50-mile-an-hour winds going through.
you can hear it whipping behind us. It's not awful all the time, but sometimes it's whipping, and it is going out there to center and right field. Wesley, second pitch to her. Taking low, ball one.
At least it's not cold wind.
Yes, it is. It's a lovely St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Hope you're wearing green. I know Kenny and I are. Can't pinch us. All right. Getting underway now. Kind of a back out by both players out there. 1-1 pitch. Swung on. Hit down to first. She's going to come home with it. Get the out of home. Over to first. It's a double play. Did they get it?
Beautiful play.
They did.
Beautiful coverage. Beautiful play. Carver made a great play on the rethrow.
A 3-2-3 double play. You don't see those too often. So a 3-2-3 double play gets us out of the jam right there. And there we go. We're back in it. So that was the end of the third inning, and the Mountaineers are able to hold off the Knights, and we keep that 10-0 lead going into the top half of the fourth. Going to take another break. Whenever we come back, we'll get you set up for that fourth inning. You're listening to Mountaineer Softball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
It can be hard to stand out from the crowd when applying for college. So consider what studying abroad with YFU can do for you. Educators agree that the benefits of high school exchange go far beyond your time abroad, and many universities give preferred admission to YFU students. Develop personal strengths while living in Germany, Thailand, Italy, or more than 40 other countries. Become a part of a host family, learn a foreign language, and test your confidence in new situations. Call 1-800-TEENAGE or visit YFUUSA.org to learn more.
Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola softball on Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Edneyville, North Carolina, where the score right now is 10-0 in favor of your Mountaineers, who are about to come back up to the plate in the form of Miss Madison Brooks, who so far this season, she's been batting a .500 on the year tonight. And tonight she's 1-for-1. She walked the first inning and had a single there in the second. Back up here in the fourth inning now. She is. I have to change my sheet around. It says fifth. So we batted around there in that first inning. So Brooks up to the plate. Oh, little changeup from Wesley caught her off guard. Gets the count to 0-1.
Pulled her head out on that one swing. That last play, the Mountaineers, that ground ball was played perfect.
Oh, yeah. This one ripped. It's up the middle. Shortstop makes the play. Throws it over to first. It's a lollipop, and she gets her, though. So that will get Madison Brooks out. She grounds out to the shortstop. She's made a couple good plays this evening, that shortstop over there. Let me look up her name really quick. That's Whitaker. They're making a couple good plays. It will bring Kilson up to the plate now. Kilson is going to take the first one down the middle, strike one.
She does get as far in that box toward the pitcher as she can get. I mean,
luckily there is no front line of the batter's boxes. She might be out of it right now, to tell the truth. 0-1 pitch, swung on, ripped to right center.
That could be trouble.
It goes off the middle of the fence. It's going to be a double for Kilson coming in. Well, there's the throw to second. I get a little bit confused sometimes in softball. It's such a short fence. You actually have a pretty good, decent chance of throwing a player out from the fence. You don't really see that too much in baseball. Nearly gets her at second, but however, it's still going to be a double for Kilson over there in the right center gap. And now we have a substitute coming in. It's Hattie Bradley coming in for the Mountaineers. Coming in for... I don't know if she's just pinch hitting or what's going on. I was trying to listen to what the umpire said right here. Wasn't sure if he said coming in for 26 or if which would be Faith Robinson.
I believe she is. I believe she's subbing in.
So now we have Miss Bradley coming in here in the fourth inning for Miss Faith, getting her first at bat tonight. He's going to take that one low and away. Ball one. Kilson over there on second after her double. Excuse me, we had I don't know if that's a courtesy runner or a pinch runner out there for Kilson. But it's number two out there. McKenna Keeling running for Kilson. Now Bradley at the plate with a 1-1 count. Takes a hack at this one, fouls it straight back, makes it 1-2. So Keeling at second base after coming in. And as mentioned, I don't know if she came in for Kielsen or if she's a courtesy runner. I don't know how some of these rules work for softball. 1-2 pitch thrown down the middle, caught. Miss Bradley looking right there for strike three. That gets us our second out. And now Carver's back up to the plate. He's going to stay in there. So far, she's had a single in the first, and she also flew out in the first inning, and then ripped a double there in the third. She's back up here in the fifth. She has a big shot out there to right center. It's going to get into the gap. That's going to score Keeling from second and get Carver over there on second base. Has another double this evening. So a little Kielsen-Keeling combo gets them two to score. And Carver's over there at second after she rips another double. She is 3-for-4 this evening. I said we were in the fifth. Sorry, we're in the fourth inning right now, top of the fourth. And Gabby Wyatt, she's coming up to the plate. She had a single her first at bat, and the other two, she's hit it to the second baseman, line out and pop out over there to the second baseman. Just got to sit back a little bit. Carver's on second, 11-0 lead for the Mountaineers. This one rips to third. It's played on, throws it over to first. It's a bad throw. That'll score Carver from second. Gabby Wyatt, she touches second. She thought about going all the way to third after that one. It's going to be an E5 on the throw right there, a little low. That'll get Wyatt over to second base on a two-base error and score Carver. So far, these Mountaineers put up a 6-spot in the first inning, and we've scored at least two every inning after that. It's now 12-0 here in the top of the fourth. Plafkin up to the plate, going up against Wesley. Oh, she takes a huge hack at that one. She was right on it, just fouled it straight back. It is 0-1 now. That was up kind of there near shoulder level, and Plafkin was swinging up on it. I think if she had connected, might have been going over those trees out there.
Nothing to lose at this point. She's going for it.
This one ripped to center. Should have a play on it. No, it's going to fall.
In the gap.
That'll score Gabby Wyatt. No, here comes the throw.
What a throw.
It was a decent throw, just a little off lines. But Gabby Wyatt is going to score from second after Plafkin gets the little single to fall in. And she's going to advance to second on the throw on the attempt out at home. So now it's 13-0 for these Mountaineers. And Melody Hanna, who so far this evening is 2-for-2 with a homer, a double, and also she's walked. Steps back in, 13-0 the score. Plafkin on second. This pitch ripped. It might be another one. Nope, she's going to have a play out there in center field right on the wall. And that'll be Melody Hanna's first time out this evening. She flies out there to center, but not before these Mountaineers put up another three spot now. We have a 13-0 lead going into the bottom half of the fourth inning. And we'll say Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services support our community for affordable personal service. You can call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3021. It's our family serving your family. The score is 13-0 now going here into the bottom half of the fourth inning. These Mountaineers have been playing a fantastic game, kind of on the back of Miss Kielsen out there, who was pitching. And she still is, so it's a courtesy runner that came in, I'm assuming.
You know, Ryan, I talked to some of the girls since that last broadcast. And,
yep.
You know, it's nice to sit in the press box and everything, but they kind of like us right here at the fence because they can hear. They said they thought it was cool that they could hear their names.
That's awesome.
And hear you talking about them, you know. And I thought it made me feel good. You know, they said they liked that. They thought that was cool.
This is a little bit something to provide them motivation, you know, because if they do good, we're going to give them a good call.
That's
so.
Right. That's
That's all they got to do. They do good out there. We'll give them that good call, that's for sure.
Everybody likes to hear their name on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know, that's
definitely is a fun thing. So Kielsen's still working out there, giving up a couple hits so far in this one, but she's been working well. And now it'll be Honeycutt coming up to the plate for these Knights. It looks like Faith is actually back out there in right field, so I'm not sure how the pinch hitters and whatnot work at the high school level, because they brought in Hattie Bradley to pinch hit for Faith, but it might have just been like a temporary hitter. I don't know how it works. Either way, Faith is back and right. Honeycutt is up to the plate now for the Knights. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. These Mountaineers in the field and have a 13-0 lead over the Knights. Kielsen's on her way. Going to throw it down the middle, strike one to Honeycutt. Coming up on 5:30 now. Second pitch. This one swung on. Tipped a little bit. Carver handles it back there, though. 0-2 now the count. Honeycutt's got to speed up that swing a little bit to catch up with Kielsen. She does. Gets to it, however. Grounds it right to Kielsen. Handles her position well. She does a little shovel pass there to Hanna at first. Gets the out. That is one out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. We have one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Mountaineers have that big lead. And it is number 10, Holly Hill, up to the plate. She takes ball one low.
Boy, when that sun goes behind the cloud, it's like that temperature drops 10
degrees.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it? She hits this one. This one at the Kielsen as well. She makes the play, throws it to first. Big stretch over there from Hanna, but she handles it. Two outs. That's 2-1-3s right there in a row. Gets us our second out in a, what is that, five pitches now in the inning? That's it?
Five.
We'll bring up Mendoza. Trying to get over that Mendoza line. That's the kind of imaginary line in baseball. You want to bat above 200. It's called the Mendoza line. In case anyone was wondering out there. One of those strange facts I know. Actually helped me out in trivia one night. I happen to know that was an answer.
That's good.
So now it is a 0-1 count after the first one was taken, strike one. Second pitch on its way. This one ripped. She's trying to get over that Mendoza line, and she does as she rips it into right field just over the second baseman's head. That'll be another hit. So Mendoza, she gets her first hit of the evening. And it will bring up Hernandez. She struck out looking last time. That was a improvement from Mendoza last time as well, who struck out looking. Hernandez looking to change her fate. Kielsen gets the call. On her way to the plate, this one. Strike one, inside corner, throw down to first. Nearly got Mendoza. A little late, though. Hernandez working from behind, though, with an 0-1 count. Carver is definitely not afraid to throw. She has a pretty big arm back there. Second pitch, this one. Inside, ball one. It is a 1-1 count to Hernandez here in the fourth inning. This pitch ripped. It's going to work its way off the fence over there down the right field line and be foul. 1-2. We have Mendoza at first. And Hernandez up at the plate. Just about every inning, these Knights have been threatening outside the second. See if Kielsen can shut it down right here, though. She does with another big strikeout. Give her her sixth of the evening with that one and four innings worth of work. And that will do it here in the fourth inning. We're going to take us another break. These Mountaineers are up 13-0 going here into the fifth inning. You're listening to Mountaineer Softball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood AMC is proud to support Tuscola Mountaineer Sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment to afford reliable and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood AMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hawthorne Heights, located in Bryson City, is a group home serving homeless and runaway teens in seven western North Carolina counties. Hawthorne Heights is the only shelter of its kind in our region. They offer individual, family, and substance abuse counseling among their many services. They provide a safe, legal place for youth in crisis at no cost to teens or their families. If you or someone you know needs help, call the Hawthorne Heights confidential toll-free number at 1-866-586-6739.
Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola softball on Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Edneyville, North Carolina, where these Mountaineers have a 13-0 lead. We had Bullock start off the game for the Knights. She gave up six there in that first inning. Ever since, we've had Wesley, who in three innings worth of work has given up seven so far. These Mountaineers looking to add a few more as well. Not sure how they do have run rules in high school baseball, right?
Five, 10 runs at five innings.
It's 10 after five. Okay, I wasn't sure if they did like a fourth inning, like 15 after four or something like that. Or I know growing up playing travel ball, whenever I was younger, of course, we only played six innings at the age of 12, but it was 20 after three, 15 after four, 10 after five, right, I think is what it was. So if it's 10 after five, the Mountaineers looking to add a couple more and try to hold off these North Henderson Knights. This one is ripped by Buchanan at the fence. Goes off the top of the wall right there. Buchanan having a night so far. Add three singles. Now give her a double to add to her total. She's actually going to make her way to third after a little bit of a throwing miscue out there. So she gets a double and makes her way to third after that one. Miss being a home run by about a foot and a half, I believe. It hit right there below the scoreboard.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
First pitch.
That's what I like seeing. A lot of times pitchers like to get ahead in the count, so they usually throw good first pitches. Buchanan at third. Arrington at the plate. She's going to take low ball one. Arrington, I believe the only player tonight for the Mountaineers that started who doesn't have a hit yet. So she's looking to get on that board. She wants to add to it. She does have Buchanan over there on third with no one out right now. Second pitch on its way. This one ripped right or left field line. It's going to be foul, though, just in front of it. 1-1. Arrington's got to slow down just a little bit. Most of these girls, they're about as far forward in the box as they can get. Still can't quite slow down enough.
I like to see them be aggressive, though. That's where you manufacture runs.
Yep. 1-1 the count to Arrington. Pitches on its way. This one fouled up. It's going to be just over my head once again. Work its way back here. So 1-2 the count now to Arrington. Buchanan is over there on third. And that Arrington was just out in front of that one again. Whatever her trigger is right now, she needs to wait another quarter of a second before she does it. It's 13-0 here in the top half of the fifth inning. Wind is howling, ripping out there towards the center and right field wall, as it's been doing all evening. Wesley gets the call. Coming to the plate now for Arrington. This one ripped out to right field. She's going to put Buchanan back on third. She's going to tag up. So Arrington doesn't get a hit. However, it's going to be a sacrifice fly out there to right field. So that'll score Buchanan from third and give us our first out of the evening. So Arrington, no hit for her right now. However, it does add another run. And now we have Madison Brooks at the plate. Batting from the right-hand side. This one, ooh, she was just way out in front of it. You can tell after she came out, she's like, man, I got to slow down. 14-0 now for these Mountaineers here in the top of the fifth. This pitch on its way. Taken low, ball one. Count is now 1-1. We'll say...
The Tuscola girls have a good eye for the ball. Mm-hmm. You've not seen them swing at many bad pitches.
They do. This pitch on its way to Brooks. It's going to be blooped over there, over the pitcher. Played on by the second baseman? No. Brooks is going to reach first. I'm a little lenient. I think I'll give her a hit on that one. It was a tough play by the second baseman to be made. And it was just one of those bloop plays. She made a full swing, and it went all of 50 feet in the air. So it's just one of those that catch you off guard a little bit. And Kielsen, go ahead.
I don't even know if the throw would have been on time or not.
I'm not sure either. That's why I'm going to give her a hit. First one taken, strike one, I believe, to Kielsen, 0-1. She did rip a double out there to right center last time. She was right on top of that one, too. However, fouls it back, 0-2. Kielsen, what is she batting so far this evening? 2-for-3 or 1-for-3?
I've got her 1-for-3.
1-for-3. That's what I think I have her at, too.
Yeah, I had an error the first time up, and then flew out the second time.
I did write E8 up there. Need to read my writing a little bit better sometimes, you know? And she fouled that one back. We're still at an 0-2 count here in the top half of the fifth inning. Mountaineers with a 14-0 lead. Kielsen fouls another one back. She might have chased two in a row right there, but she is fighting. It's 0-2. Kind of just smiles down there at Miss Tara.
That was a good pitch, a rise ball on a 0-2 count. She was got enough of it up high to foul it off.
14-0 for these Mountaineers. Had a fantastic play early on to get a double play to get us out of a bases loaded jam earlier. Kielsen fighting
again.
Third foul in a row to go back behind the net, and they're running out of softballs right now. The umpire doesn't have any more in his little saddle bag right there on his side. Kielsen's filing them all back here behind the plate. 14-0 still that score. 0-2 the count to Kielsen. This pitch swung on, ripped. I think she got all that one.
That is out of here.
Oh no, it's off the top of the wall. Two this inning that have hit the very top of the wall. And if the wind is blowing in anywhere, it is there to left field. Kielsen ripped that with all of her might, and I think the wind is just kind of blowing across there in left field and took away some of that curve it might have had on it to carry it over the wall. That's two in a row off the top of the wall.
Two off the top of the wall.
Yep. That'll put Brooks on third. Kielsen gets another double this evening. She is 2-for-4, pitching dandy of a game, having a great night.
Robinson back up this time.
Yeah, Keeling pinch running for Kielsen as well. Or Robinson, she rips it. That's going to get through. Would have been a tough play to make. I'm not sure. I think you got to give that one an error.
That's got to be an error.
Yeah, but two are going to score on that one, on the Robinson hit right there. So she's going to reach first on an E6 and score two, though. So now we jump the score up to 16-0 here in the top of the fifth. One out still. And Carver coming up to the plate. So far this evening, she is 3-for-4, couple big doubles, a single there in the first as well. This pitch is going to be ripped to the shortstop. She has another chance. Doesn't go to second with it. That's another error.
Pull the first baseman off on the throw. And
two errors in a row over there. It's going to get Robinson over to second. Carver up to first. She had an easy out there at second if she just went to that. Now we're going to have Gabby Wyatt coming up to the plate. So far this evening for her, she is 2-for-4, 1-for-4.
That was one of those situations the shortstop just didn't think about.
No. Wyatt, she cuts on this one, fouls it back behind the plate, strike one. What did Wyatt do there in the fourth inning? Was it?
She got on an error. Right, 1-for-4.
1-for-4, reached on an error there in the fourth. She's looking to try to get that total up a little bit. 16-0 for these Mountaineers. This one ripped. Is it going to work its way to the gap?
It's a
gapper. Faith Robinson scoring from second. Carver's going to work her way. She's going to score from first. two RBI gapper from Gabby Wyatt right there. What a fantastic hit. And now, what is that score, 18-0 now? I think it's 18. Yep. 18.
You're right.
18-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Mountaineers up. Plafkin at the plate. They're going to call that one a strike. Might have been a little high, but umpire might just be giving it to him right now. I'm not sure. So top of the fifth, these Mountaineers have one out. Our second batter of the inning had a sacrifice fly. This one ripped.
That could be.
She's at the wall. All the way back, makes the catch on the wall. Her back was on the wall as she made that catch. She kind of caromed into the wall. Plafkin almost got enough of it.
Almost.
Instead, it's going to move the runner over to third. Wyatt's now at third, and that'll be our second out of the inning. So Wyatt's on third. Ninth batter to come up, Melody Hanna, who did have a big fly early on, also has a double, and she's walked. She is 2-for-3 in this one. That one taken outside, ball one. Hannah steps in there with a 1-0 count. 18-0 lead for these Mountaineers, though. That's a rip out there to right
center.
Another
gapper.
Another gapper. Is that a home run? That worked its way over. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you.
Goodness.
That's what happened. Kielsen ripped it over to left field. It looked like it should have had enough, but that wind's slightly blowing in over there. That one ripped to right field is another home run. Melody Hanna, give her a second home run on the evening. Puts her at 3-4 on the night. Couple big flies for her. Another couple RBIs. My goodness, she's making her play for player of the game, I'd say.
That's awesome.
It's between her and Kielsen. Kielsen pitching a dandy of a game, but Hannah is just two big flies in the same evening.
Well, you got Savannah Buchanan with four.
I know.
Hits, 4-for-4. So.
I know. Let's see what Buchanan can do. She gets another opportunity here in this evening, or this inning. This is the second time tonight that we have batted around. So now Buchanan steps in. 20-0 lead for these Mountaineers. She rips this one. This one to the third baseman. Makes the play. Throws it over. That's an error. That's going to put Buchanan on by an E5 on that one. She's going to reach base. So Buchanan's reached base every time tonight, but that's her first non-hit.
Non-hit first time.
Sadly, errors don't count toward your on-base percentage as well. I sort of understand why, but at the same time, you're still on base. I wish they did count toward your on-base percentage because you still get on base. So Arrington gets another shot. She can try to get on. Oh, my Lord.
That might
Arrington,
be
I think you did
gone.
It. I think you did it.
That is gone.
That one, I was saying it was blowing into left field, and she caught every single ounce of that ball. That thing was way over the fence. That is our third home run of the evening. Arrington, my Lord, step into that one, kid.
I knew that was gone
yeah.
when she hit it, didn't you, Ryan?
All I said was, oh, my Lord, as soon as she made contact. Like, it was just a shot out there to left field. My gracious. So she gets into the books finally. She was the last player for Tuscola not to have a hit. She gets into the books a big way. So Brooke stepped into the plate now. She's every single time her first pitch this evening, she's been so far out in front. It's like she has to realize again that she needs to slow down just a little bit. 0-1. Brooke so far is, goodness gracious, 2-for-3, I think. This one down the right field line. It's going to stay fair.
It's going to stay fair.
She gets the first. She's going to hold right there. Another single coming in for her. That was at 9, 10, 11, 12th batter of the inning. Yep.
Yep.
That's our 12th batter of the inning. Kielsen, who ripped one off the top of the walls this inning already. She is 2-for-4 on the night with a couple big doubles of one off the top of the wall, one off the bottom of the wall. She steps in. This one takes another big hack. It's going to go foul there behind the dugout for Tuscola. 0-1 the count. 22-0 the score right now for these Mountaineers. If they can put one more on the board, it would actually be the most that North Henderson has allowed this season. They've had two totals of 22 against Madison and Rosman. They gave up 22 in both of those. They scored 13 against Rosman, though. This one taken high. Throw down to first. She's going to slide back in safe. It's Madison Brooks over there. Just rip that single down the right field line. 1-1 the count to Kielsen. This game started a little bit early. They don't have lights out here, so they play the varsity game first. They're going to play as much as they can of the JV game after us. This pitch on its way, ripped. Right field line. Will it stay fair? I think it will. He calls it fair. That was a confusing. He called foul first and then changed it to fair. It hit right on the line. I think it caught just some grass over there that happened to be falling over into the foul territory. So Kielsen adds another single through her total. That'll put Madison Brooks at third after she advances to third. And Faith Robinson, she gets another opportunity here this evening. She steps in. This one low. Ball one. Good dig back there by the catcher to save that one. Would have been another run if she allowed that one pass. What did Faith do in that first inning?
She reached on an error in the center fielder in the first inning.
And this one she hits right back at the pitcher. And there you have it. They finally get out of it, but not before the Mountaineers put up, holy cow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 there in that inning. Put up 9 big runs there in the fifth inning. And if North Henderson wants to keep this game going, they've got to score 13 here in the bottom half of the fifth
inning. If I counted right, I think 18 hits that the Tuscola girls have
is that nine?
On the night so far.
We had 14 batters bat that inning. That is incredible. So we have 18 hits with 22 runs. That's a pretty big feat. We have more runs than hits. It's kind of a funny situation right there. I will say that Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and all your gardening needs. And it's time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative. Coming up here,
we'll remind everybody one more time that our next broadcast will be on Tuesday, March 21st at 4:30. We'll be at the girls' softball game between the Pisgah Bears and the Tuscola Mountaineers.
Yep.
Then at 6:30, we'll go. Ryan and I will run to the boys' field, and it'll be the Tuscola boys' baseball game with the Pisgah Bears.
Yep,
6:30.
4:30 and 6:30, doubleheader, softball and baseball coming up for you.
That will be next Tuesday, the 21st.
Good call right there. So as mentioned, it's 22-0. These Knights need 13 runs to keep this game going right here. In the bottom of the fifth. And Kielsen's been pitching dandy of the game right now. She doesn't actually have a mask on. I think she's supposed to wear one.
She's wore it all game except this inning. But
this one ripped. However, it's foul. She caught a lot of that for it to go foul so fast. It's number 7. She's a pinch hitter coming in, I believe. It's Martinez checking in for Green. So she's checked in here in the fifth to pinch hit. That taken strike? Yep, it was. Strike 2. I didn't get a chance to see that one. Kielsen's been working pretty fast this evening. 0-2 the count to Martinez. Pitch down the middle. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
that was
strikeouts now.
Beautiful two-strike rifle ball right there. She chased that one.
It certainly was. Now we have Nicholson coming into the plate. Nicholson, she actually got the first hit of the evening. There's only been 2, but she ripped it over there in between the first base and second baseman. Second baseman's moved over to where it was hit last time. This one, strike 1, inside corner. It wasn't a 0-2 count last time Nicholson got the hit. 22-0. The Knights need 13 runs with 2 outs now. This one, low, ball 1. Well, they have 2 outs to work with to get 13 runs, I should say. They don't have 2 outs. It's only 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth right now. One and one the count. Pitch on its way. Swung on. Missed. Strike 2. We have a 1-2 count now. So 1-2 count. Prepared for by Kielsen. It's on its way. High ball 2 right now. So 22-0 right now. Kielsen been working a dandy of a game. This pitch, a little high and inside. Ball 3. We have a full count. Nicholson, a ninth batter. She's been working a good one, though. thank you, Pete. Someone just dropping us off some hot chocolate right now, too. Love it. 22-0 as it's starting to cool off. She swings. This one, they're in between first and second again. This one a little slower, though, and it's handled. So that is two outs now. It is 22-0. And these Knights down to their final out. Bullock, she reached on a single last time as well. Ripped it there at third. Nearly a great play by Arrington to get it. However, it went past her. Bullock's been doing a little bit of like a running, swinging thing. More of a slap hit, slap bunt. More of a slap hit, I guess. 22-0. Here comes Bullock. She goes for the bunt this time. I believe she's going to reach on another hit. She does. Very good bunt. Just deadens the ball. It goes about 8 feet and stops. No play for either Carver or Kielsen. So Bullock, she gets the second hit of the night. She says, I'm not going to make the last out of this game. Puts it on someone else. Whitaker, she steps in. She reached first last time, I believe, off of a walk. Yes. I think it was a walk. This pitch. Strike one inside. 22-0. Count is 0-1. We have two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. This one, if there's one more out before they get 13, game is over. Strike two, right at the belt. 0-2. So now Whitaker, she's got to protect against anything right here. Kielsen way ahead in the count. Bullock over there on first. 0-2 pitch. High. Throw down to second. No one's there covering, so it's going to roll out into the outfield. That's a steal coming in for Bullock. I don't think anyone was ready for a steal right there. They were kind of caught off guard.
Everybody is lulled to sleep out there.
It was a good throw from Carver. She threw it right over the bag, and just no one was there.
Hey, that's her job. You throw it there. They're supposed to be there.
Yeah, someone goes, you throw it there. Exactly. 22-0. Now Bullock's over there on second after she picks up a steal. Whitaker with a 1-2 count being worked on by Kielsen. Here comes the pitch. Thrown strike three. It has to be. That was about as down the middle as down the middle can get. Looking strike three. That gives her 8 strikeouts on the evening. And that'll be it, folks. 22-0 in 5 innings of work for these Mountaineers. They've played a fantastic game. We're going to take another break whenever we come back. We're going to try to maybe get our player of the game here this time for you. Last time we weren't able to do that, so we're going to try to get that for you this time. And we're going to have a Melody Hanna for sure was the player of the game. She had a couple big shots. I know Kielsen pitched a fantastic game, but Melody Hanna just had a fantastic game. We're going to take a stat break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for more Mountaineer softball. You're listening to Mountaineer Softball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
We all knew that when winter strikes the mountains, that nothing hits the spot any better than a big, generous helping platter from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Beef, chicken, turkey, pork, all fixed just the way you like it. Slow cooked, just like great-grandpap Buddy taught his youngins how to do it years ago. You might try with helping another big bowl full of Brunswick stew. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Wiseville Plaza and Franklin's Westgate Plaza.
Haywood County Project Lifesaver. It's a public safety program designed to protect and locate...
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back here to Edneyville, North Carolina, where these Mountaineers just put up a big spot on the Knights of North Henderson. They won 22-0 in 5 innings of work this evening. It was just a fantastically played game all around by the girls, and it just well played. They get their first conference win. We were finally able to get a conference game in. We had a couple games canceled last week due to the inclement weather, of course. It was some pretty bad weather coming in with the snow, the ice, the frost, just all types of bad weather that came in. However, we finally get our first conference game in on the season, and it came with a big 22-0 win for these Mountaineers. Let me just go over some quick stats for you folks. Of course, you just heard Kielsen out there. She only gave up 4 hits on the entire evening. What a great night for her. She worked a fantastic game on really both sides of the plate. Had a great night pitching, only gave up 4 hits. She had 3 hits of her own from the plate, I do believe, 2 doubles and a single. So a great game there as well. And now over to what we did from the batting side. We had a Heather Carver come up to the plate. Gosh, so many times she came up. She came up twice in the first inning. 2, 3, 4, 5 different times that she came up. And she reached. She had 3 hits, reached base on an error as well. So she went 3 for 5. Gabby Wyatt, she had a single and a double, reached on an error as well. 2 for 5 for her. Allison Plafkin, let's see. I believe she was 2 for 5 as well. Melody Hanna, who is our player of the game this evening. She went 3 for 4, couple big flies, also a big double mixed in there in that bunch as well. Savannah Buchanan, she went 4 for 5. She reached base every single time. However, she got on an error the last time. Sarah Arrington, she reached. She had a sacrifice fly, and then, of course, the big one. She had a big bomb there. Hit the big home run, Miss Sarah Arrington did. Now we had Madison Brooks. She went 3 for 4. Jordan Kielsen, 3 for 5, as mentioned, who pitched a fantastic game as well. Then Faith Robinson, she, I believe, went 1 for 4. And also Hattie Bradley got an at-bat. She was 0 for 1 in that game. And we do have Miss Melody Hanna with us here this evening, who is our player of the game. And Melody, my word, 2 home runs in the same night. Have you ever done that in a game before?
I've never done that before.
I did. I mean, that's just such an awesome feat to be able to do. And you rode that wind both times you hit it. That wind's kind of blowing out there to right field. And that second one, Kenny and I both did not think that was going over the fence. We were like, okay, that's going to be off the wall again. And it just sailed over the fence. So just talk a little bit about what was going through your head hitting some of these home runs.
Well, I've never done 2 in a game before. That was like my next goal. So I've already hit 1 over, and I was like, okay, I need to keep like the same swing. I don't need to change anything. So I just went there with the same mindset and keep the same swing.
That was something I was actually talking about with Kenny after you came up your second time. And I said, I'm anxious to see what she's going to do now that she's hit that home run. I'm hoping she's just going to keep swinging. And you did, because you ripped that double out there to the right center gap on your next at bat. So that was something I enjoyed seeing. Now, talk about what it was like for y'all having, you know, this big of a break. You had missed school. You had a bunch of snow coming in. Had a couple games canceled. Talk about what it was like trying to get back into the mindset of softball.
Yeah, we've had a couple days off, but we've still tried to fit in time for us all to practice. And, like, if we didn't get to, we always went on our own. And coming out here with this on our first conference game was a really big win for us.
Yeah, a big, big win, especially winning 22-0. You had a couple home runs. Miss Arrington ripped that one out there to left field. My Lord. All I could say was, oh, my Lord, as soon as she hit that. Like, it was instantaneous. You knew that one was going out of here. Just talk a little bit about Kielsen coming in this year, too. She's a transfer over from Pisgah, who we play on Tuesday.
Yeah.
A little plug right there. She's been pitching phenomenally well, hasn't she? Just talk a little bit about her.
We used to play together when I was younger, and she was still elite then. Like, she's still just keeps on advancing. She's pitching really well, and I'm glad to have her on our team.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad she's on the Tuscola team as well. It hurts Pisgah over there, who's been playing pretty decently well this season. We always know Pisgah has a good team, and it's going to be a great game on Tuesday coming up. It's a doubleheader for all of y'all that don't know. We're going to have the broadcast for softball at 4:30, which is the thing, game time for y'all. Then as soon as that one's done, we're going to head across the river over there, the Mighty Pigeon River, head over to the baseball field and catch the Pisgah boys baseball and Tuscola boys baseball play over there in Canton. So that'll be another fun one for you. Well, Miss Melody, congratulations.
Thank you.
Won the WPTL player of the game. Hopefully you'll be making it back, because I'm sure if you keep ripping them like that, you're going to be in here a couple more times this year. Well, congratulations on winning it.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, that's pretty much about to wrap it up here. Hey, Kenny, can you actually take a picture of her really quick? Hold on, Melody. Gotta get a picture of you with that. Let me get Kenny up my phone. I'm a little unprofessional, folks. Sorry about that. We're jumping into trying to get some pictures taken. We have to get it up. That way, so you can see it on WPTLradio.net, where you can see all of our players of the game right there. You'll be able to catch any of the archived games as well. Do need a couple more mentions before we can jump out of the things this evening. I will say Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and all your gardening needs. It's time to clean out the old, and so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. I'll let Kenny get his headset back on over here. Ask him, Kenny, What are your thoughts on this game this evening?
Well, they hit the ball well. The first two, the two games that we've covered in softball, I'm just impressed that the girls, that they're aggressive with the bat. They swing. The pitching is phenomenal. You've got Kielsen's pitched two great games. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Melody Hanna, too. She's an awesome pitcher with a whole repertoire of pitches that she can throw everything. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a good season with these girls right here.
Yeah, they've in the games that we've broadcasted, they lost that first one. However, it was a great game, and we made some mistakes in the field. This time, it seemed like the mistakes that were made last time did not get made. We had that fantastic 3-2-3 double play. I had to get it right in my head. You don't hardly see that type of double play ever made. It was a 3-2-3, first baseman to catcher, back to first. And so that was a good double play that we made early on in this game. And, of course, Kielsen was just back there behind or on the mound pitching a fantastic one as well.
Yeah, she had a great day today.
I will say Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. For affordable personal service, you can call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 565-3021. That's 565-3021. It's our family serving your family here at Tuscola Sports Radio. Well, that'll pretty much wrap it up. We will have the game on Tuesday, doubleheader. Mentioned it already once whenever we were talking with Melody. Talked a little bit about that one. But we have the doubleheader coming up on Tuesday. Tuscola playing the Pisgah girls at Canton. And that'll be at 4:30 for a softball game. As soon as that game is over, we're going to hightail it across the river, get to the Pisgah boys and Tuscola boys baseball game. Over there at their new field where they just freshly got lights, so they're able to play a little bit later as well. So that should be an extremely fun conference game, as you all know. It's a big rivalry game. They're looking forward to it.
Our first game there, our player of the game was Heather Carver.
Yep.
And we got tied up, couldn't get her there on time to get her on air, but I told her that we will present her with her and have her talk later on.
We will definitely get her on air. We just haven't really had the opportunity to do that yet. And she had another great game this evening as well, ripping a couple big hits. I think she was 3 for 5,
I believe,
if I'm counting correctly. There's so many hits and so many craziness that we had to do with the scoring sheet. It was hard to keep up with it all. But that will do it here this evening. These Mountaineers win 22
to nothing. Enjoyed it, Ryan.
It was a fun one, Kenny. We'll see everyone on Tuesday as we take on the Pisgah Black Bears. Well, for Kenny Mole, I'm Ryan Castle. Till Tuesday. So long, everybody.
This has been Tuscola High School Mountaineer Softball on the Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio WPTL Network. Join us all season for Tuscola Softball.